Yes, it is growing. For the moment, we estimate roughly 110,000 refugees in Maban, where Doctors Without Borders, the two camps where I am in charge, counts roughly 80,000 people.
What is the situation like, especially for children right now in these camps?
It's quite catastrophic, actually. We recently conducted a nutritional survey, and we found that almost a third of the population under five is malnourished. And obviously, the youngest children are in an extreme vulnerable state, where the under two-year-olds are almost half of them are malnourished. And in a camp setting like this, in a refugee setting like this, the cycle of disease and malnutrition is very, very precarious. They risk getting infectious diseases as diarrhea, respiratory infections, which will increase the state of malnourishment. It's a downward slope from there.
And as I understand it right now, it's the middle of the rainy season there. So obviously with the rainy season, are these diseases more likely to spread quickly throughout the camp?
Yeah, this is our concern, and this is Doctors Without Borders have been scaling up to respond to this. We need more actors and more emergency surge response in this setting, because for sure we're going to see more diarrhea, we're going to see more respiratory infections, and with the current state of malnutrition, this is a disaster for especially the younger, but also the very old, including vulnerable groups as pregnant and lactating women and so on.
The people in these refugee camps, they're mostly coming from Sudan, where they are fleeing fighting in southern Sudan, not South Sudan, but southern Sudan, among the Sudanese army and rebels in that region. Recently, South Sudan and Sudan signed an agreement over oil fees. Are you guys expecting this to help alleviate the situation at all?
There is nothing I can speculate in. Also because we are not present in the United States. What we would like to see is to have the swift acceptance of humanitarian assistance and assessments in the southern Sudan region. For the moment, what the only thing that we can do is to hope for an increased activity in the refugee camps now in South Sudan, where we don't have problems of access other than the logistical constraints that we see. However, we all actors have to step up to the miserable state in the refugee camp.
WFP is planning to drop 2,000 metric tons of food to the region beginning in mid-August.
Yes.
Is this enough, or is more than that needed?
As I said, the malnutrition situation is complicated. It's not the only question about food. It's also one of our main concerns is water and sanitation. We need to have enough water. We need to have enough hand-washing points, latrines, in order to break the cycle of disease that we see in this population. For sure, more food is a factor that will help a lot.